Lesson 4. Outcomes. Explain PPA-related stresses. Note, medical monitoring is required and environmental factors put you at risk. PPA-related stresses. Most PPE inhibits your body's ability to disperse heat and moisture, which is magnified because you are usually performing strenuous work while wearing the equipment. Thus, wearing PPE may increase your risk of heat-related disorders. However, when working in cold climates, you may also suffer cold-related disorders. CPC is not designed to provide insulation against the cold. Taking preventive measures will help protect you from these potential problems. Heat emergencies. Wearing PPE or other special full-body protective clothing puts you at considerable risk of developing health effects ranging from transient heat fatigue to serious illness, heat stroke, or even death. Heat disorders include heat stroke, the most serious, see safety alert. Heat exhaustion. Heat cramps. Heat rashes. Heat exposure prevention. Responders wearing protective clothing need to be monitored for the effects of heat exposure. Methods to prevent and/or reduce the effects of heat exposure include the following. Fluid consumption. Use water or commercial body fluid replenishment drink mixes to prevent dehydration. You should drink generous amounts of fluids both before and during operations. Drinking 7 ounces, 200 milliliters, of fluid every 15 to 20 minutes is better than drinking large quantities once an hour. Balanced diets normally provide enough salts to avoid cramping problems. Details. Before working, drinking chilled water is good. After a work period in protective clothing and an increase in core temperature, drinking room temperature water is better. It is not as severe a shock to the body. Air cooling. Wear long cotton undergarments, moisture-wicking modern fabrics, or similar clothing to provide natural body ventilation. Once PPE has been removed, blowing air can help to evaporate sweat, thereby cooling the skin. Wind, fans, blowers, and misters can provide air movement. However, when ambient air temperatures and humidity are high, air movement may provide only limited benefit. Ice cooling. Use ice to cool the body. However, use care not to damage skin with direct contact with ice, as well as to avoid cooling off an individual too quickly. Ice will also melt relatively quickly. Ice cooling vests are available. Water cooling. Use water to cool the body. When water, even sweat, evaporates from skin, it cools. Provide mobile showers and misting facilities or evaporative cooling vests. Water cooling becomes less effective as air humidity increases and water temperatures rise. Cooling vests. Wear cooling vests beneath PPE, Figure 26.27. Cooling vest technologies may use the technologies detailed in Table 26.2. Cooling vests may be cumbersome, bulky, and they may impair movement. Rest/rehab areas. Provide shade, humidity changers, misters, and air-conditioned areas for resting, Figure 26.28. Work rotation. Rotate responders exposed to extreme temperatures or those performing difficult tasks frequently. Proper liquids. Avoid liquids such as alcohol, coffee, and caffeinated drinks, or minimize their intake, before working. These beverages can contribute to dehydration and heat stress. Physical fitness. Encourage responders to maintain physical fitness. Note, NFPA 1584, Standard on the Rehabilitation Process for Members During Emergency Operations and Training Exercises, addresses many of these issues. Cold emergencies. Cold temperatures may be caused by weather and/or other conditions such as exposure to cryogenic liquids. Prolonged exposure to freezing temperatures can result in health problems as serious as trench foot, frostbite, and hypothermia. The primary environmental conditions that cause cold-related stress are low temperatures, high/cool winds, dampness, cold water, and standing/walking/working on cold, snowy, and/or icy surfaces. Wind chill, a combination of temperature and velocity, is a crucial factor to evaluate when working outside. For example, when the actual air temperature of the wind is 40 degrees Fahrenheit 4.5 degrees Celsius and its velocity is 35 miles per hour, 55 kilometers per hour, the exposed skin experiences conditions equivalent to the still air temperature of 11 degrees Fahrenheit minus 12 degrees Celsius, table 26.3. Rapid heat loss may occur when exposed to high winds and cold temperatures. You can prevent cold disorders with the following precautions. Being active. Wearing warm clothing / layers. Avoiding cold beverages. Rehabbing in a warm area. Dressing appropriately psychological issues. The use of CPC can be a confining experience. Whether working in a level of fully encapsulated suit or even a lower level suit, CPC will be much more confining than structural firefighting clothing and equipment. This confinement may cause claustrophobia in responders. In addition to the confinement of the protective clothing, just knowing the hazards of the chemicals involved may be disconcerting to the responder. Psychological issues may be preventable through adequate training. As the responder works with the equipment and gains familiarity, confidence will build. Still, the mind is a very powerful organ and severe claustrophobia may be debilitating for a responder. If this is the case, emergency response in CPC may not be suitable for some responders. Medical monitoring. Medical monitoring should be conducted before responders wearing PPE enter the warm and hot zones, pre-entry monitoring, as well as after leaving these zones, post-entry monitoring, as directed by the authority having jurisdiction. Vital signs, hydration, skin, mental status, and medical history should be checked. Each organization needs to establish written medical monitoring guidelines that establish minimum and maximum values for these evaluations. A post-medical monitoring follow-up is also recommended. Keep exposure records in conjunction with any medical records for employees who have worked in proximity to the hazard. Because exposures to hazardous chemicals may not present any signs or symptoms for many years, it is a legal requirement to retain medical records per the AHJ. Exposure records should include the following information. Type of exposure. Length of exposure. Description of PPE used. Type of decontamination used, including any decontamination solutions. On-scene and follow-up medical attention and/or assistance.